On the line from Juneau, we have Representative Paul Seaton of House District 31. Representative Seaton, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Carolyn, and good morning to everybody on the Lower Kenai Peninsula.
So jumping right in, the legislature chose to extend the session in order to reach agreement on an operating budget. Based on the differences in the House and Senate versions of that budget, that might not be the easiest task. The last time we spoke, you kind of walked us through the process of appointing a conference committee to negotiate through those differences. Where is the legislature in that process?
Still in that process. People should realize that a fiscal plan on the House's vision or the Senate's version, we need to really come together on that before we are really finalizing and deciding on a budget.
And so to that end, the House passed a few bills that form a big part of that fiscal plan for the state. Can you give us some of the highlights of what the House got done over the last week or so?
Sure. You know, we passed Senate Bill 26, which is restructuring the permanent fund earnings reserve draw, and also has a reduction in PFD. And that bill, we are not willing to try and balance the budget just on reductions in PFD. So there's contingent language in there that says that that bill can only go in effect if we pass a broad-based tax, which in our case was the Education Funding Act, based on people's income tax, and also on restructuring oil and gas tax subsidies and changing the tax rate. So the three pieces really need to come together all at once so we know really how to do the budget.
So given that House Bill 115, the income tax bill, is very strongly opposed by the majority in the Senate, how likely is it that that will get through?
Well, we think that, you know, they're going to have hearings on it all next week, which is great. They've scheduled those in Labor and Commerce actually like three times a day, and there'll be a couple of different public testimony comment periods. And I think that they will then find that the people of Alaska generally want a plan, want to get our fiscal house in order. You know, the real crux comes down to the vision that the House and the Senate have for Alaska. I mean, we plan to have a balanced budget in a way that will move Alaska forward and out of recession, and the Senate's version is continuing structural deficits and reliance on big annual reductions in the budget by making cuts to services. And so that's the big kahuna. I mean, it's sitting right there, and we have to decide which way we're going to go. And both sides have just a different vision of how we want to go forward.
So is there a way to meet in the middle with those visions, or is it one way or another? What do you think that a negotiation is going to look like?
Well, it's going to be interesting because that's the fiscal plan. Do we have a continuing recession by furthering these budget cuts every single year? I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's education, university, or senior services, which is what is being proposed by the Senate, or, you know, people starting to pay for the services they get us out of this, have a larger capital budget, and also moving Alaska out of recession. That's the House's vision. So it's, you know, those are different visions, and we're going to have to come together, and the people of Alaska are going to have to tell us what vision they want to see implemented.
And so we're on day 95 now of what was originally scheduled to be a 90-day session. Do you have any forecast about whether the legislature will be able to meet the new deadline it's assigned itself?
Well, the Constitution has a 121-day session, and then we could extend for another 10 days if we needed, or the governor has also indicated that he's going to give us time to get a you know, a plan through that actually, a full plan that restructures the finances of the state and moves us out of this spiraling down in recession where we're at right now. I mean, the difference is we make a plan to go forward, and yes, we have to start paying for some of the services we get. You know, that's public safety, court system, roads, all that stuff. that right now we're just taking all out of savings, or we're not and going to try to live in Alaska and have nobody pay for anything. And so definitely distinct visions. You've seen the House move all the pieces over to the Senate side. I'm happy that the Senate is having hearings on them all, and we'll see whether their vision of oil tax and credit cuts and a broad-based tax, our Education Funding Act, or another mechanism can be enacted on the Senate side.
Representative Seaton, thank you so much for joining us today.